hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And I'm Christine Marie.
Yes, and the first thing, and we're brought to you by ProfitEnjoy.com.
And go there.
Go there.
Our B Square.
We're also mother and daughter coaches, good time people, trying to figure life out, and apologizers. Because we felt...
We're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Can I just say that?
Yeah, we can say
sorry.
That.
Sorry. So sorry.
We feel like the first 20 minutes or maybe 10 minutes.
I think 30 minutes.
You think
maybe
30
60.
Minutes?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
We're just talking about last week's show.
We're disappointed with it.
We just thought, we could do better.
Yes.
We were in a funky mood.
And we will do better today. We hope.
We promise.
We promise. We promise we will do better.
Can we give an excuse, though, why we were not
I was premenopausal.
Yeah, and postmenopausal.
There you go. So
that's it. That's enough.
That's enough.
Enough said.
Yeah. So
hashtag pre and postmenopausal.
That's right.
All you people out there that are premenopausal and postmenopausal, come see our hashtag on Instagram.
On Instagram. And all you, what you'll see is my belly on fire. I'm like, I think that's where my hot flashes are originating. I thought it was always in your neck. Having a hot flash.
It's just anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
I got a hot spot.
And it's so funny because you're having hot flashes and I'm just so much enjoying the flash on Netflix.
Yes. That's a way to bring it all together. That's a segue. Well, as you're experiencing hot flashes, I'm experiencing
a real hot flash.
Well, I'm glad because you doubted me. I said, I really enjoyed the flash. And I go, first of all, you can't binge on it. Don't expect to binge. Because I know with Netflix...
I know. It's like 8 seasons at 22 episodes a season. I'll never
seasons.
Get through it.
Yeah. And so you don't think of it as binging.
No.
Think of it at a time when you're going, okay, I'm cycling now. And just like Angela Lansbury. No, not Angela Lansbury. That's true. She's a cyclist. She cycles all around her New England island.
And murder she
yes,
wrote.
I've seen her do it. She has pies in her basket for new neighbors. Mm-hmm. Or for people.
She has a little basket in her on her bike.
Yes.
Carries flowers and stuff.
And pies to give to neighbors.
So, Jules,
yes.
Talk to me, girlfriend.
Okay, what should I talk to you about? Well, I mean, like I said, you cannot binge on The Flash. If you've got episodes, seasons, and so forth. But anyway, I'm gonna talk to you about something that you brought up. And I've been... So last week, and I mentioned that everybody should have a podcast. Why? Because it frames your week and how you look at things.
Right.
It frames when crap happens to you. You get to frame it in a way where you can share it with someone you love.
And this weekend, we're doing our second podcast with Normano.
Yes.
And it's going to be called 50.
Just 50.
Just look for it.
Yes.
At podcasts everywhere.
Wherever you get your podcast from. iTunes, YouTube. Go to Life with the Girlfriends channel because it'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. Do we want to call it 50 or do we want to call it 50?
No, 50.
50.
Just the number 50.
Yeah.
Just the number 50.
Just 50.
Okay. Well, speaking of 50.
Yeah.
First off, I heard that they were planning on doing a 50-year Woodstock
reunion.
Yes.
But they couldn't.
No.
Everybody's dead.
People, a lot of people died. A lot of investors were just getting tired of waiting for things to happen. And nothing was materializing. They couldn't find the right spot, the right people.
It was so boring because marijuana is legal.
Yeah. What are we? Yeah. What
could
we
protest against?
Yeah. What can we? Yeah, nothing, dudes. Everything's fine or better than it once was. And here you are, and it's not happening because it's no longer cool. Because I'll tell you right now, unless you can drive there in your golf cart, you guys are not going to Woodstock, hanging out in the hot air, drinking, lining up to share bathrooms.
We lined up to birth babies.
Yeah.
How many babies were birthed at Woodstock?
I don't know.
And they're now 50 years old this year.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been me, I guess. I don't know. That's just crazy talk. People are out there birthing babies at Woodstock. See, my feeling is you had nothing better to do. You didn't have Netflix. You didn't have The Flash.
I didn't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I mean, also, honestly, with that, remember the fire thing?
Burning Man?
No, not Burning Man. Down there on the island where they had this...
Oh, yeah, fire. wasn't that called Fire?
I think it was called Fire something.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was that whole story where they had used social media to get all these people to come down to this concert, and it was just a horrible event.
Right.
They couldn't get, nobody came because it was like crappy everywhere. They didn't have tents for people. They thought people were
going to. They didn't have toilet paper.
No, nothing. They had no, nor water. They had nothing.
No water, no toilet paper.
Yes. And I still remember, I would recommend seeing this documentary on Netflix, or was on Amazon. It was on Netflix.
It was on Netflix.
I think, was it called Fire or something? Yeah. I don't know what it was called.
I think it was just called Fire.
I don't know. For the one line, because there is a...
Fire Island?
Maybe Fire Island.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's it.
They're talking about, they're talking to all the people who helped put this together, because the leader...
was a scammer.
Was kind of a scammer.
Yeah.
Was, and he was hustling everybody to get money in. He really wanted to get this thing going. I mean, he was, he just couldn't, he couldn't go the distance.
It was, you know what? You know, like when you're really a good achiever.
Yeah.
And then you have a goal that's just like a bit beyond you.
Yes.
And you like screw the whole thing up.
Yes. And you're
and
going.
You have an epic failure.
Right. And at some
that's
point.
That's what he did.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
Initially, you thought he's just law of attraction this. Oh, he can do this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to happen.
Because he's,
this
he's
is going
successful
to happen.
Everywhere else.
Yes.
But this was just, you know, when you just too far out of your realm.
And people, if you don't have the resources, don't have $100,000 people coming to an island.
Mm-hmm.
You can't troubleshoot any of that stuff. What are you going to do? Send your mom with a van to get water at Walmart? No, there is no mom there. There is no van there. And there is no Walmart there. You literally have to build a desalinization plant, you know, to get the water, the salt out of the water for people to do it.
There's, well, that the guy that's a scammer, I don't know his name, but he actually asked his dear friend, who probably did go to Woodstock,
yes,
to help him. He's like, just help me, please.
Yeah, and he's a professional event planner. I mean, he's known around. He's a good guy. And it was so awesome because in the movie, there's a discussion going on.
Yeah.
And this older guy, you know, he's talking to the younger kid who's putting this event together.
Yeah.
He's like, and the younger kid's like,
please help
me. He goes, you got a truckload, a container full of water sitting at the port. They will not let it go unless we pay him. He goes, but we don't have the money until after the concert's done. And so I'm going to ask you to do whatever you have to, including any sexual favors to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, being a trooper and realizing he is responsible for all these people coming to this island, you can't just leave an island.
Dying of dehydration.
Yes. He decides that he will prepare his vessel for in case he must have sex.
So he goes home and he takes a shower.
Takes a shower, brushes
his teeth, uses his mouthwash.
He will do anything
he's
for
preparing to
do whatever he has to.
S-U-C-K.
Possibly. We don't know.
D-I-C-K.
Possibly. We don't know. We don't know.
Because we can't cuss anymore, right?
We're trying not to.
Because we're going to be on.
But I have no idea. Yeah. But you're trying to spell. And I'm not sure if spelling counts, but I figure if I talk over your spelling, people don't know what we're talking about. You could just have it in your visualization. Like, I don't know what she's saying. I heard the word S and I heard the word D, and I don't know what that means. You know.
Or it could just be like a Korean word.
Yes.
Like,
exactly.
Like, what's going on now?
I don't know. I mean, we did have something parked in front of our house.
Okay.
I'm like, who is this person going to interrupt me?
I mean, I know we've been trying to do this show all day.
I was talking about it, getting it ready and all that good stuff. And so, go for that, because when you realize there are people out there that will do whatever they have to make it work.
Yeah.
You have to say to yourself, am I that person?
Yeah.
And can I succeed without being that person? Or do I have to become that person?
Yeah.
That means no matter what happens, I'm going in all the way, you know?
See, in the old days, you probably would do that.
Me personally?
No, the old days.
Yeah.
But now with the hashtag Me Too.
Right.
You don't have to, but I don't know if you can get ahead.
More ways than one. That's what she said. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you. A couple things that have occurred. I want to talk to you about Mae West, first off.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to talk to you. You told me a joke that Jerry Seinfeld said to Gervais.
Ricky Gervais?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't remember it.
Okay. I'm going to tell the joke because I heard a podcast with Ricky Gervais and Sam Harris.
Oh.
It was hilarious.
Wait, no, it wasn't.
Of course it wasn't.
Ricky Gervais?
Yes.
And Sam Harris?
Yes.
I don't. How
exactly?
How are they together?
Exactly. I don't
was
know.
Was it Sam Harris's podcast?
Yes, or Ricky? Sam Harris.
Okay.
Oh, because in this podcast, Sam Harris does drop many bombs, like name bombs, saying like, oh, yes, I was at a party with so-and-so. And, you know, we've been connecting for many years, and I don't know why I haven't had you on sooner, Ricky Gervais. I'm like, well, I can understand why. I mean, but they want where Sam Harris is at right now, and I think his podcast is called something mind, mindful mind. I don't know.
Wow, I'm just jealous of Sam now.
He comes across, anyway, yeah, he's much smarter than me, I guess, but he comes across much more affected. I like his podcast. Sometimes I can't take, I can just take just enough of him because what he misses for me is that soul part.
Yeah.
Because he's an atheist.
Yeah.
Or an agnostic, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But he's a high meditator. So he likes to meditate.
He likes to meditate, but he doesn't believe in anything bigger than himself.
Right.
Wow.
Very interesting, right?
Very interesting. Because it seems to me the more you meditate, the more you'd get to that place where you go, whoops, there is a part bigger than me.
And maybe he believes that part is a bigger part of you. Like, yeah. It's just a bigger part of you. Not God, not anything else.
Well, but we're all, it's all at one. It really is all.
And he would say, why do you think that?
It's just all.
It's just all.
Yeah.
It's just all. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And I can't really per se tell you exactly what he believes on that level. But I know he's a big meditator, and I know he doesn't believe in a quote-unquote religious God, from what
I'm
understanding.
Okay, see that you added the word religious.
I understand
now
that.
Now you're like, now you're effing it up.
Oh, because, or even a spiritual God in that respect. Mm-hmm. I'll take out the word religious. Yeah. I could be off on this. Yeah. I think, who knows?
It's like, what happens if God walks in this room right now and he goes, Julie, what makes you think I'm religious? What religion am I? I want to know. Tell me, what religion am I, Julie?
And I would say, God, if I'm not mistaken,
you're a Baptist. You're a big old effing Baptist.
You're the mountain, and there are many, you know, many paths up that mountain.
Yeah, I'm a mountaineer. I'm a mountainist.
You're a mountainist. I'm a mountain. That's right. Welcome to my I don't know 412 chapter, and I refuse to pay taxes now.
That's right.
Because I'm a mountainist.
That's right. That's right. I got a mountainist.
Exactly. So here's your joke that you told me that I thought was fascinating.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember it or not.
I can remember part of it. Go ahead. I'll see if you get it right.
Thank you. Okay. So this guy dies. This comedian dies and he goes up to heaven. He's talking to God. He's like, God. And he tells a joke about the Holocaust. He's like, God, I got a joke for you. It's a No.
Well, okay. He was a comedian during the Holocaust.
Oh, he was a comedian during the Holocaust. Okay.
Inside the Holocaust.
Oh, inside of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was inside
Auschwitz? He was inside. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But he happened to be a comedian.
He's a comedian, and he dies during, the Holocaust was happening.
Yes.
He meets God, and he tells God, tells God a joke about the Holocaust.
Right.
God looks at him and goes, that is not funny. Not funny at all. And the guy goes, comedian goes, what? He goes, I guess you had to be there. That's it. That's why. I guess you had to be there.
Right.
That's
the joke.
We were talking about that because Ricky Gervais was saying, he goes, that joke is so good on so many levels.
Yeah.
One is, if there is a God, how the hell did he let, you know, Auschwitz happen and the Holocaust happen?
Right.
Two, if there is a God, you know, why wasn't he there? You know, if he, you know, and because he wasn't there, and you know, why isn't it funny and all this stuff? So it had different layers.
Yes.
And I thought, I started thinking my own jokes about with a punchline. I guess you had to be there.
Oh,
that was what I was trying to figure
out.
No
way.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
So a couple of them. Now they're kind of raunchy or inappropriate. Maybe not. Because I was trying to think.
I'd be curious to think what you think is raunchy.
Well, okay. So what if we're having a conversation, or we're witnessing, we're a fly on the wall in the Kardashians, and somehow Chris is having a discussion with Caitlyn Jenner. Okay. And she starts reminiscing, and she's talking to Chris or to Caitlyn, and goes, do you remember that time, you know, we got drunk and you couldn't get up and all that stuff? And he goes, well, that's, you know, she goes, oh, well, that's not funny. You know, and he goes, then she says, well, I guess you had to be there, you know? because she's not there. Because Caitlin wasn't there. Bruce was there.
Yeah. Whoa. Man, you had to time travel for that. That joke.
This joke has
you
kept
tried
my
so
brain.
Hard.
No, I'm not done yet. That
okay.
was one.
Okay, that was number one.
Here's another one.
All right.
Okay. You and I are chit-chatting.
Yeah.
And you're coming to me and you're like, ah, Julie, remember that time I gave birth to you and I was in labor for 35 hours and I just kept saying, this is going to be worth it. And it was like, and then I go, and maybe one day I'll make you feel guilty for putting me through all this labor pains. And I go, well, I don't know, Mom, it's not worth me feeling guilty about. You know, it's not really funny. And then and you say,
oh,
I guess you had to be there because I was there, but I didn't have the consciousness yet.
Yes.
Oh, to acknowledge that I was there.
That's right. You just weren't, okay.
I was there, but I had no consciousness right. of being there.
Yes.
Ha ha. I had to, I know. You're giving me this expression like this is, these are really horrible.
Julie, you know what though?
What?
During this week, you said to me, Mom, I am coming, I am making up my own jokes. You said, I am doing a routine and I've got my own jokes. And these are them, Jules?
These are mine. Well,
I
yes,
guess
you're
you
right.
had to be there.
Yeah.
I think my joke was funnier, and that wasn't even a joke. I was reading a magazine that we got in the mail that was just, you know, to our area. It has all these coupons and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody knows those kind of magazines. And this particular one had bought a whole page ad, and it was called Dairy Mart.
Yeah.
And it had big pictures and it had a little bit about the family business. They'd been in business. And the problem was the Dairy Mart was on the page about three or four times. But of that, one time was misspelled and it was D-I-A-R-Y instead of dairy. It was Diary Mart.
Yes.
And I... And
Diary
and,
Mart.
And I kind of laughed. I went, look, yeah. Julie, look, they have an error here. It's just a typographical error.
Right.
But I said, you know, here's a business. It's in Sterling. It's 47 years old. It's a family-owned legacy business.
Right.
And here's the thing. If you were going to name a business, Dairy Mart sounds too much close to Dairy Farts.
Dairy Farts, yes.
Yes. And remember one time when Trump had a perfume, a cologne? What mm-hmm. was it?
Well, it was because he was during his Celebrity Apprentice days, and they had to come up with a campaign for his new cologne.
Yes.
And one of the people said, it's all about instincts.
Yes.
And I thought.
Yeah, they called it instincts.
They called it instincts.
Yeah.
And I go, does anybody understand that instincts sounds like it stinks?
Yeah.
Does anybody get that? Yeah. Is anybody seeing that? Anybody hearing that?
We're
and
all
they
looking around.
Won.
They won.
They
with,
won.
Wait, then when, here's Trump's cologne, instinct.
Yeah. I'm like,
it sounds like stink.
It sounds like it stinks.
And Dairy Mart sounds like dairy farts.
Yes. It's a play on words for sure. Because I'm telling you right now. Let's say they're the owner of Dairy Mart, a legacy company. Four generations have owned this company in some form. Mm-hmm. And you paid money or you're so excited to share the family. Like, oh my gosh, family, look, we're going to be in this magazine. We can't wait to share it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to frame it and put it on the wall.
Yeah.
And then you see the big typo. And somebody goes, and not you personally because you're too excited to see. But your daughter goes, Dad, do you know that? Read the second line. It goes, okay, yeah. Dairy Mart has been in the family for over 50 years.
But Dad.
Dad's not saying
say
Dairy Mart.
It says Diary.
Diary Mart. And you're like, oh, no.
That kind of sounds like
Diarrhea Mart. Now you got either sounds like.
Now you either got Diarrhea Mart or Dairy Farts.
Now, I'm telling you right now, though, in the world where no advertising is bad advertising, no media is bad media, I didn't know this place existed.
I want to go.
I want to go to Dairy Farts. I mean.
And Diarrhea Mart.
Definitely. Can we take a bus trip? I think it could be a, you know.
I think we packed some senior citizens on the bus, get them out there, roll them out
right.
there. Take them to Diarrhea part are dairy farts.
Yes.
And let's see what happens.
And let's just see. Let nature ensue. Yes.
Let's just see. Let nature take its course.
Yes, and see what happens. But I know that we've been trying to think about turning our house into an Airbnb with actual activities, yes. like making an experience.
Oh, yeah. We make it an event.
Yes. And so what one event could be, mm-hmm. we take the family to Dairy Farts.
Yeah.
Dairy Mart.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Or hashtag Dairy Mart. There we go.
Yeah.
Can I say though, overall, Dairy Mart, it's clean. It's clear. When I'm going to Dairy Mart, I know what I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting dairy.
Mm-hmm. When I go to a diarrhea mart,
I know what I'm getting. And it comes in a wide variety because the truth of the matter is, mm-hmm. there will come a time in the future, I know this to be true,
mm-hmm.
that you will be able to walk into, you know, it might even be in the same storefront as a cannabis shop,
mm-hmm.
but you will walk in and you will purchase capsules that will say, oh, 22-year-old fecal matter, you know, healthy, so-and-so, high, you know, mm-hmm. high count.
As God is my witness.
As God is my witness.
I want a piece of that store.
Exactly.
So you go into the cannabis shop.
Yes. Turn to the left.
You turn to the left first. You pick up your fecal matter pills.
Fecal matter pills.
Of 22-year-olds.
It'll have a range. You go male, 22, healthy,
yeah.
vegan.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, what if they are sick?
That day? I don't know.
Yeah.
And you're like, I could use it. And maybe you try, you do a couple different ones the course of a year.
I mean, would you swallow that pill or would you put it in as like an enema?
Like not a laxative. It's called, what's it called when they stick
enema?
Up your butt? No. Oh, goodness gracious. It's called a word.
When you stick something up your butt, it's called...
Yeah.
That's what she said.
It's called a fun night? A fun Saturday night? No, it's not. Okay, anyway.
What's it called?
It's called something. It's not a laxative, because that's you can take that orally. Oh, God, what's it called when you put like something up your tush? No, don't please don't ask, Alexa.
Okay, I won't.
Okay. We're going to get a wide variety of answers here. Okay. And people out there right now are screaming, it's called this. It's called this.
Near our house, there's not near, about 20 minutes away, but on our way to work, there's this new thing going up. And it looked like a gas station. And then behind it looked like a great big store.
Yes.
And then finally the sign came up and it said Benny's General Store.
Yes.
And we went, oh,
Benny's
my God,
General Store.
It looks just like a Casey's.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, Casey's is like...
a general store.
It's a general store. It's like all
gas
over
station,
the Midwest.
Yes.
And they're just like
awesome.
A huge resurgence.
Yeah.
Because they were old, and now they're all building great big new ones and fancy schmancy. And they are known for their pizzas.
Yep.
And they're known for their donuts and their muffins and stuff
like
that.
And
their gas. And so Benny's looks exactly like Casey's. And we did notice that in the dictionary, B comes before C.
Yes.
So Benny's is kind of, I think,
trying
he's
to break
eyeing,
in.
He's like, yeah, I think he's eyeing the spot.
And I said, just like, remember the stories we heard about Farm and Fleet and Fleet and Farm?
Yes.
You know, if is to find out there was nothing, there was no animosity.
Can I help you with that one?
Please.
Animosity.
Animosity. Thank you.
But animosity is fine. I mean,
animosity between the two. There were just some friends that decided to do this themselves, and they would just change the words around, but kind of help each other out, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and I thought Benny's.
Friendship.
It might be the prodigal son returning.
Yeah.
And dad's like, you're not ready for the business, or I'm giving Casey's to my daughter.
Yeah.
And I'll create a new one for you called Benny's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then I wanted to go like, well, listen, I'm the granddaughter. I want, what should I call it? Mine? Annie's? Ansie's?
Yeah.
I need an A1.
Oh, Auntie's. Yeah. Annie's.
Annie's General Store.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Aunt Annie's Pretzels, because those are good.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Next.
So one thing I didn't tell you guys about, which I had a hugely embarrassing moment when I was at Vegas.
at Vegas?
I was at Vegas. I was in Vegas at the Shackley Convention at the nightclub Omnia. Not just Omni. There's an A at the end. I'm guessing it's an A. It's just literally a triangle-like thing. So I'm thinking it's not Omni.
It's Omnia.
Omnia.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? And I'm dancing. Now, let me give you a full story. I was trying to figure out what to wear for my trip to Vegas, 105 degree, 110 degree temp, but it's a dry heat, yada, yada, yada. So I had bought some shirts at Walmart. They were like $7.
Is that a word, bought? Is that a word, Julie?
I had bought some shirts at Walmart.
Okay.
And decided not to wear any of them until my Vegas trip, which also meant I didn't wash any of them until my Vegas trip. Now, which is interesting. So I'm at the Omnia dancing up a storm.
In your Walmart clothes.
In my Walmart clothes, but I think I look really pretty.
Yeah.
I had nice jewelry on, and this Walmart top, because I just bought the right size, it's kind of got a lot of play in it.
Yeah.
It looks really sheer.
Yeah.
And looks
really, it looks nightclub-ish.
It does look nightclub-ish.
With the jewelry, it did. It
for
really
a Shackley
did.
Girl from
it
the did. Midwest, who really, yeah. demographically, I'm not going to the Omnia.
Yeah.
You
demographically,
know?
People are going, oh, she's from the Midwest.
Yes, exactly.
When you get to Vegas.
With my Rika shoes.
Yeah. You get to Vegas, they go, oh, Iowa, Illinois.
Come on.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, Wisconsin.
So
cheese curds.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Which I have had my share of cheese curds, people. I have. And unfortunately.
Putin.
Yeah. Putin. So anyway, I'm dancing up a storm, sweating, enjoying myself. And then I'm looking at my arms and I'm going, gosh, Julie, next time take a better shower because you've got dirt like on the crease of your arm, you know? And then I realized, because I hadn't washed his top yet, it's like the dye from the top and the fuzz from the top. And I just, and so then all of a sudden,
I'm sweating
and I'm all of a sudden becoming very self-conscious because literally I'm getting black fur and dye on my arms. And I'm like, oh no, this is so cool.
And then
I realized that's when the tide had turned.
Yeah.
And my great day was turning into a shit day.
What do you do when that happens? Because I've had like this, I don't mean to interrupt, but
sure.
The truth is, I like sometimes I get up and I play a quick game of Scrabble.
Yes.
With a person.
Right.
And if I
That's
win,
what she said, yes.
I kind of go, oh, maybe it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
And so like keep flowing into the day. It's going good. Everything goes good and everything's going good.
Yeah.
And then maybe that guy at the stoplight gives you the finger or something.
Right.
And then after that, you hit another red light. Things start to the energy starts to change.
And the day seems to be degrading.
Degrading. Yes.
And
then what do you do? I mean, usually I like to either shut it down.
Right.
Or I need to go into to nature.
Right.
And just regroup.
Right.
You know, maybe get a cup of coffee. And regroup, but sometimes that still doesn't work.
No. Well,
and from there on, if you're going to be doing anything, it goes to hell.
Yes.
Don't get a haircut.
Right.
Have an important phone call.
Well, it's very
what
interesting.
Do you do?
I mean, there's nothing you can do except tell the story that you want to tell. You could be the person who will shut it all down and then try and reboot it, restart it, whatever.
That's what I kind of do.
I'm starting to believe that I can do that once in a while, but the truth is we're co-creating in a very complex world right now, and sometimes you gotta push through this stuff.
I know people who push through, but they push through crabby. They start getting
I know, and hence mom was looking directly at me.
Yeah. And they start getting crabbier.
And
meaner.
Especially if you're not having real sweets. I mean, you can only have so much 90% cocoa bar with a little bit of organic peanut butter. You have nothing that can feed it. I know. What do? Don't do anything. We're co-creating. You choose. Some days you do the best.
Are diamonds.
Some days
are dust.
And more
are rust.
And more than that, moments are diamonds and moments are busts.
Some days are champagne and some days are beer.
Exactly. Which
could
I like
be Corona.
But I like Coronas more than I like champagne.
Yeah.
You know.
Some days are mimosas. Some days are Bloody Marys.
Well, not as often as they were, since I am premenopausal. You know, I used to be as regular as a clock. I'm like, boom, all right, awesome. Now it's like,
maybe, you know, hit or miss.
Hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know, nothing to do anything about for sure.
When, you know, it's interesting when Norm went to the reunion last week, his family reunion, there was a woman there, and he said he didn't know her, but she was somehow part of the
clan,
the family, the clan, and she had a Chinese child that she had adopted.
Cool, yeah.
And my first thought was, how much do they cost?
Yes,
I was very curious.
You should say it in a different way than how much do they cost. It should. I wonder how much the process of adoption really is. That would be a more politically correct way of saying that. How much that baby costs?
Hey, how much that kid cost?
Yeah, how much baby cost? I got money. Can I pay that?
I'd like to know how much babies cost nowadays.
Well, if you,
she was a little bit more than older than a baby, I
right?
Guess.
The truth is, and they're going to cost a lot until they go through college. You're looking at like $500,000 is going to cost you.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to know up front. Just, I mean, a little bit, like let's say
$20,000.
I adopt a baby from Guatemala.
Right. I know that my friend of mine adopted a child. And locally, I mean, like, mm-hmm. from the States.
From the hospital. Yeah.
Hospital called her up saying, we know that you, you know, we know
so
that
we had a person who just delivered a baby.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want it. Would you like it?
And you're like, she's like, yeah.
She went, sure.
Uh-huh. And they were in the they had been trying to adopt for a while. So it wasn't like just that easily.
Are you sure?
I think they had been talking about.
So you go to the hospital and you put your names at a hospital list?
No, it's not that at all. They were. She works in the medical field. Mm-hmm. So the person, she worked with that doctor at some mm-hmm. point.
Who just happened to.
Yep.
Got it.
So that there was connections in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I figured there's a couple ways you can get
it cost
three babies,
her
though.
Still $5,000.
Oh, $5,000?
Yes.
That's not too bad.
No, but she didn't have to do any pre-stuff. I mean, she had to still go through hire lawyers. You still have to go through counseling. I think Lutheran services, social services have to get involved. Mm. I mean, it's a whole big dealio.
Yeah.
And it cost her $5,000.
Yeah. Would it be, okay.
I think $16,000 to
$20,000
it
cost. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think about how to get free ones.
You become a foster parent.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you turn that fostering into being a real adopted parent.
Yeah. Or you could get, like, you know, those prom dumpster babies.
Yes. Jeez Louise. Why are we talking about this? This is the weirdest thing. I have no idea where your brain's going. And it's so funny.
Our toilet babies.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. The funny part is that at this moment, you can barely handle Elliot. And you keep saying, I'm about ready to give him away. You got your water bottle throwing water at him because he's like, I'm going to stop this barking.
I am going
to
stop
you him. It would be illegal for you to throw water bottle, or not water bottle, but throw water at a baby to get him to stop coughing or barking or whatever babies
crying,
do.
Maybe.
Crying. That's it. That's the
we
that's
gotta figure
verb.
Out what they do first. They cry.
Yes. And you figure out why they're crying.
Okay, you told me yesterday though, because when I was like, Julie, I want a cockatoo.
Yes.
And you were like,
no.
Can I have a baby? No. Can I have a cockatoo?
No.
No.
And I think I said,
can I have?
I think I thought he said, you already have one. You already have one. You don't need two. But boom. Isn't that funny?
You had to be there.
You had to be there. Exactly. Here's the deal about the cockatoos. I mean, these people on YouTube have like 2.4 million subscribers, and all you're doing is watching this cockatoo act ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like,
I laughed out loud.
I know they're yelling at you.
The problem is though, if you look at the background of the homes, that these cockatoos are in, they're not a clean bird.
Well, and not just that, Mom. They're not wearing diapers. They're literally pooping where they want. Yeah. I don't believe that cockatoos can be housebroken, or litter trained.
I don't know either.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
So I'm saying, no, you are not allowed to have a cockatoo. Yeah. Except that it is funny to say the word. And if you said, Julie, my life's dream, which it isn't, I will be the parent here. I'll do a little gray gardening. And
oh, Done that.
Yeah.
Been there, done
that.
We
did that garden. And say, I will give you the advice that you gave me, which is when I went to skydive, you said, sure, if you go out there every weekend for about 2 to 3 hours and you watch those skydivers, within a year, I'll let you skydive. I won't let you. You'll have my blessing and I'll pay for it. I'm like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. So this is what I say. Mm-hmm. You can go and you could foster parent a cockatoo. I'm not going to help you, by the way. No. I won't touch this bird.
No.
You will have to feed it, water it, walk it, whatever you have to do to it. And then because I'll be too damn busy to keeping the dog away from the cockatoo. That'll be my new life. Yeah. And I'll go, hey, Mom, this is where we're at now. This is our new life. What do you think about that?
I might. Yeah. And then I might have to send it to a cockatoo rescue place.
Right. Right.
And then who knows? It could be like they could be a shill. And where they really don't rescue them, they really are a cockatoo kill place.
Yes. Now I just think, though, I got this vision in my mind. Like, if we were doing, the 48-hour movie, and, you know, our person was going to a foreign country, and they were going to visit the sex clubs, because it was a couple, and they were going to be swingers for their vacation or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the way you knew it was a sex club, because it was just a picture of a cockatoo.
Full feathered. Yeah, with the feathers out.
Wings out, looking all crabby.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I love the cockatoos because whenever they play music, they rock to the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I don't know how much cockatoos cost, but that's got to be worth it.
About 20 grand.
They cost more than a Chinese kid?
Mom, I said Chinese babies cost about 20 grand.
Oh, okay. The same amount of money.
Yes.
That's cruel, Jill.
I don't know.
What do you want?
I don't know.
A cockatoo or a Chinese kid?
First off, I don't think we're capable of taking care of either one. Okay? There are plenty of... If we're going to go this route...
I saw a cockatoo play a violin.
Yes. At some point, the cockatoo is taking care of us. You know, it's like, hey, cockatoo, can you go get me my food for lunch and take care of me? Talk to me so I don't feel I'm going crazy. And then he'll just do that. He'll just be repeating it. Mm-hmm. And you'll think you're understanding it.
Yeah.
And he'll just be doing this.
I love the one. It's Max. And he's got to go to the vet. And his owner is saying, come on now, you got to get in your crate.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not going to get my crate. The last time we went there, I'm not going to even do this. I'd like you to give me a shot. I'm like, that's in the, come on, Max. I'm not going to do it, you know?
Yeah. I don't get it.
That's got to be worth it.
Now, just remember this. You are seeing a 30-second snapshot into the life of that cockatoo.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to put that video on loop 24/7. For the next week, if at the end of that week you still decide, yes, I think I can handle it. I have the patience, and I have the hearing capabilities, to turn down my hearing aids. You are then allowed to have a cockatoo. We may decide that I may move out. I don't know.
I get your point. I need to be a foster parent first.
I agree. You do. Get to know it. Get to know a cockatoo.
Or at least visit a pet store that has a cockatoo or two.
Or at least see if you can actually have one on your hand.
Yeah.
You know, like put your arm out. Yeah. Can you put a cockatoo on your arm?
Does it look good?
I just like saying that word. It's so fun.
I've had a cockatoo in my arm. It was at Woodstock.
It was at Woodstock. How were the talons? Were they pointy? So... the answer is whatever you want, Mom. You've worn me down. I give you whatever you want, whatever you need, and so forth. I know you're just coughing up there. What's going on?
Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah. That's okay. So that was kind of like, it's been a crazy week here.
Mm-hmm. Can I say another one thing real
quick?
Please,
go for it.
Unless you had another thing.
I don't.
I want another thing besides cockatoo.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that I want to get BritBox. On TV. Mm-hmm,
right.
I don't know how much it is a month.
About 20 grand.
I want to own a whole British person for that.
Yeah, okay.
But I think that I think I'm almost ready for BritBox.
Okay, good.
I wasn't ready in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But now it's like, oh my God, if it really is the case, it could open up a whole new level.
Right.
of right. like awesomeness in my life.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
It really could.
I mean, no, I'm not a Doctor Who fan.
Right.
But I'm like, everything else I'm in for.
But, you know, you've seen Father Brown. You probably have not, you probably yes. have gone a long enough time that you could probably rewatch those and not know what's on.
I know that no, because the murderer or whoever it is comes in between 15 and 20 minutes.
Always.
In the, yeah.
Well, that's kind of like a.
Yeah.
That
was the same thing with Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a couple other podcasts I listened to this week. The answer is yes, you can have it. It'll be one more thing that we pay monthly that we won't use because we won't have time for.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If it's $6 a month, it'd be the best 6 months.
I think it's probably going to be about the same price as like maybe
Netflix
that's about or 15. Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
so there better be a boatload of stuff on there if it's the same price as Netflix.
I agree. There won't be. Netflix, I really believe, is the best bargain out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
$40 million for $70 million for Eddie Murphy to come back and do a comedy special on Netflix.
And
what did we get?
Yes. Man,
I can't even believe it.
I know. $500 really, not even that. I mean, they didn't answer our email.
We had to pay them.
Yeah, to respond. Yeah.
And we have a whole hour. Last week we didn't.
Yeah, last
this
week
we don't.
This week, well, who
possibly.
Knows? It's not over know. Yet. No. It's not over yet. We got 13 minutes yet. Left.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was good. Okay, so anyway, I was listening to another podcast, and I was listening to Whitney Cummings was being interviewed by Joe Rogan. And I guess they're good buds and good friends. And you saw her special on Netflix. Mm-hmm. What'd you think? Get rated.
I enjoyed it. It was okay.
It was okay. They talk about first that Whitney goes,
I smiled, but it was.
Yeah.
You weren't
outrageous.
No.
Yeah. No. And I think because we do watch comedy now frequently.
Yeah.
We have to have that bar set higher.
Yeah.
I remember we had no TV because we were building a house and we're living in a camper. We had no TV like for 3 or 4 months.
I know.
And then we got TV and we were laughing out loud hysterically at the Drew Carey show.
I know.
I mean, literally we were on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
And so I think.
We couldn't be like, oh my God, we hadn't watched TV in like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And everything was just like funny to us.
It's like, this is, I can't believe this exists.
Awesome.
I can't believe this thing in a box
and
they're laughing.
Who is this Drew Carey?
Yes. He's perfect. He's
hysterical.
What
are they doing in Ohio?
Yes. What's this? What's Cleveland? You know, can't believe it. But anyway, I think if you backed away from the comedy specials for a while.
Yeah.
Like Dan Savage.
Yeah.
You know, he always says.
Oh my God, you're right. We turned him off for a while. And now he's new to us again.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, what Dan Savage always suggests that if you're needing more and more kink to get you started, abstain completely for a while.
Abstain. But I did learn a new word from Dan this week.
What did you learn?
Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Well, it wasn't a word. It was a thing. And it was called, if you do something really, really bad, he calls it a relationship execution event.
Extinction event.
Extinction. A relationship extinction event.
And you're like, yeah, I love that.
R-E-E.
R-E-E.
I'm like, I love that.
You're like, yeah.
Then I was like looking around my life and I'm like, I can't wait for my next relationship.
Can I tell you
extinction event?
I've told you a lie a day.
Could be Doug. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I told you a lie, but so now I'm going to tell you. Just hopefully it's not a relationship extinction event.
Uh oh.
Do you know what it is? Do you have any ideas?
Did
what could
you lie
be?
To me today?
I exaggerated about... because I didn't. I was.
I think that you still left some weeds in the.
No,
in the,
you go, did you give the
oh,
trash guy
some money?
No, you said, did you give that? I go, yeah, I met the trash guy because we had to throw away our door and all this stuff. And I try to take care of him.
Yeah.
Because we throw odd stuff away.
Yeah.
And especially for remodeling. I don't want to go to the dump, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. Because did you give him a dollar? Like, well, no, I gave him
one.
And then you go, what, did you give him five? I actually gave him a tenner because I couldn't. I didn't have anything else.
God.
But I said I gave him a fiver. Because,
that's goodwill.
Because I call it seed money. Yeah, it was tithe.
Yeah.
But I felt so bad because I looked at your expression like, Well,
no, because I accidentally said a dollar.
Did you? Okay.
I meant five.
Okay.
But you gave him 10.
I gave him 10.
But I consider that goodwill.
Would you?
I would.
Okay, because I really was like pulling back. I'm like, oh,
really,
yeah, I just gave him five.
A lot of stuff. Okay. And we don't pay him.
Yeah.
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 So I think it's in behavioral science, it's the perfect way to make somebody keep doing good for you.
Yes.
Because sometimes you pay him, sometimes you don't, and they keep going.
Like, When's it?
When am I going to? Yeah, because if it's like a dog and you give him a, you know, piece of hot dog every time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like, eh, whatever.
Right.
But
shake it up a little bit. Yeah. He never knows when he's going to get
exactly.
it, and he'll keep coming no matter what.
And so,
just in case you get
I'm
that.
I'm okay with that. But it was a mistake when I said, did you give him a dollar?
Okay.
I meant like $5.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I sound like, I remember going, dollar. Like, me so honey. I just. Give him dollar, please.
Please? Give him a dollar?
Give me dollar. Me so horny.
Okay. Got it.
Is that okay if I do that accent now? Is that politically probably, incorrect?
I'm sure it's politically incorrect, but because you're quoting a really famous movie,
yes,
I am going to go, it's okay.
Okay, good.
And then I also know this.
And also, it's my experience. It's my own experience. I can say stuff that's my own experience, right?
I don't know. Are you horny, and did you get a dollar for it?
Well, I mean, my experience was I did watch that movie.
Yes, you did watch the movie.
Yes.
And that phrase, that line in that movie is so popular,
yes,
and iconic.
Yes.
However, in this culture where everybody's offended,
yes,
I don't know if it's appropriate or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, don't we feel offended that not everybody has health care and people in the world? Yeah. Aren't we offended by that? No.
People.
It was interesting. You know, I've been hearing a lot about how President Trump is a racist. Mm-hmm. You know, people are just coming out. Oh, well, he's definitely a racist. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a racist. Mm-hmm. And
is that because he was using that word infested this week?
Yeah, he was doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
I have really checked out.
Me too.
So I'm not. But I was listening to Adam Carolla, and he mentioned, he goes, you guys are wrong. He's not a racist. He's an a-hole to everybody.
Mm-hmm. He's just an a-hole.
He's an a-hole. Yeah. He's an a-hole. If you criticize him, if you contradict him, contradict, whatever you want to use.
As long as it has the word dick in it,
it's
I
funny.
Don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. He goes,
He
wants to fight you. He wants to beat you. He wants to get you. He wants to criticize you. He wants to mock you. So that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care what race or if you're a woman or whatever. He doesn't care any of that stuff.
Because
if he thinks you don't like him, he doubles down in spades.
Mm-hmm.
If I think you don't like me, my first thing is, all right, fine, I'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to see you, talk to you, whatever. We're just, you don't like me?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I feel bad you don't like me, but I'm not going to try harder.
Mm-mm.
But I'm also not going to go out of my way to, you will.
What?
You'll go out of your way to harm them.
Oh, you'll go out of your way to be nicer to him.
For a split or 2 seconds, but I won't try and make him my friend.
Got it.
You know.
Got it.
I don't think.
You know what I heard this week, too, about millennials? Is that they don't have shame.
Yeah, interesting.
For some reason, that generation, their parents didn't know how to shame them. See, like, we grew up, shame was an actual tool.
Yeah,
that you
a tool
used.
To keep your kid in line.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, and yeah. If your parents didn't shame you enough, you know your school shamed you.
Yeah,
if your school didn't shame you, if the church shamed you.
Yes, you were shamed somewhere.
You just had to have some shame somewhere.
Yeah,
like how do these kids grow up without any shame? And is it gonna? What's the world gonna be like? Like we read in our little paper that Sterling is building a dog park called Dogwood Acres.
Yes,
something like that. And the reason it's being built is that there are millennials on the board now.
Yes.
And these millennials are tired of like, you know, we're not getting anything done in this town. And so they took a survey. And the number one thing that millennials want when they look to moving into a community is doggy parks.
Now, Mama, how did they get that information? How did they find out? How did they survey millennials?
They offered him marijuana.
No.
Took a poll.
They just found out that dog parks was like a number one search when you put it like a Google search.
Oh, Google. They Googled them.
Yeah. They like, oh, nearest dog park. Oh, nearest dog park. And if you're a dog lover and a dog owner, you may decide to put your house or your apartment or whatever, or live near a place that was dog friendly. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, we have two dog parks in our area and we love them.
We love them.
Yeah.
Our days are framed by them.
Yeah. Kind of are.
Both ones.
And yet I hate it when somebody else is there.
Oh, we don't even, like, how dare you?
How dare you come to my dog park?
This
is my alone time with my dog.
It's like, we do get that way.
I know.
We send out energy bombs.
Because he's not a very cooperative dog.
He's not socialized yet.
No. Yeah. There you go.
Well,
though we tried. Listen, we did everything correctly.
And we paid a lot of money.
To have him socialized.
Yeah. And he just did was get kicked out of everything.
He's just one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a terrier. A terrier, you know? That's what they're called for.
Yeah.
And then it was so sweet because my sister-in-law said, a couple weeks ago, I don't know when last time I saw her, she goes, oh, you know, they say like 7 years it takes for a terrier to kind of chill out. Because they had a terrier. Their old dog, Max, or whatever it was a terrier. It took about 7.5 years, and then he started to mellow out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, maybe I have something to look forward to with Elliot. Maybe he'll mellow out in like 7.5 years. That'd be lovely. Maybe he'll be trainable.
How many more years is that?
Yeah, 3.
Oh, I just, you know what? You know what I keep doing? Feeding them those Benadryls.
Yeah, Benadryls.
Benadryls. I keep going. I ask Dad, has he had his Bennies yet?
Has he had his Benadryls? Yeah, see, I know. We do feed
That's what I'm going to do with my cockatoos and my babies that I'm going to adopt. It. You ask me how I'm going to take care of them.
Yeah, you're going to drug them.
Going to get Dollar General, Benadryls. Big old bottle of Benadryls.
Okay, got it, got it.
Is that that's okay?
No, it's totally not okay. It's totally inappropriate.
On YouTube, I see pictures. I see.
You do not see parents
giving
their children
Benadryl. No, but I see them giving their babies iPads.
Okay, yes.
I see little babies holding iPads in their hands.
Yes. As a babysitter.
Or tablets.
I tell you right now, if you can get a cockatoo, if you can teach it to swipe, to hit and to put in your passcode for your number, and then get to YouTube, and it can watch other cockatoos. You can have it then. You can do it. I suggest you get a job at a pet store. Start training the cockatoo that no one wants to buy.
So you want my cockatoo to swipe, and I want my little Chinese baby to wipe.
There you go. All right. I don't know what you have fascination about with this, but that's cool. I'm not going to give you grandchildren. I'm sorry. I can't help this. It's too late. I'm premenopausal. That door has closed permanently. Do you feel okay about that?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a couple from Greg. You're going to have to just be thankful for that. And be thankful that he's the one that looks like Tom Cruise.
We have one together.
No, we can't, Mom. That's just too gray gardeny.
Okay.
It's like deep gray. We're going deep in that grayness.
What's that one color, that friendly gray? Is that what it's called?
Agreeable gray.
Agreeable gray.
Which is what
it's
you
like
wanted.
It's mostly the most important gray out there now.
Yes, the most popular gray right now that we actually bought.
Yeah.
Is the agreeable gray color.
That's right.
Exactly.
So did you want to say something real quick about Greg being the bartender?
Sure, only
in
if you take the blanket away from your mouth so we can hear you better.
All right.
I appreciate
that. That means I'm going to not have the blanket on me then.
On your mouth, please. So, well, it was interesting because, real quick, this is my life forever. My brother is attractive. He looks like Tom Cruise. But, you know, he's also getting up there and, he can fluctuate a few pounds here and there. But he still looks like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And what's great about this is Tom Cruise is like 10 years older than Greg. So they look a lot alike.
Yeah.
And twice he said on his vacation, he was actually hey, man, did anybody tell you look like Tom Cruise?
He said he was in Jamaica or someplace and the bartender goes, man. Yeah, do you know you look like a movie star, right?
Yeah, he's a movie star, right?
You're Tom Cruise, right?
You know? Yeah. And he said there was one picture of him, and sometimes you can see it, sometimes you can't.
I want him to send that picture to us.
Yes, he said there was a picture of him and his family, and at that moment, it looks like Tom Cruise is taking a selfie with somebody else's family.
Greg, please send us that
please
picture.
Please send us that picture.
Please, I got to see it.
Here's my life. That's his life. That's his life. My life is no one has ever, ever said to me, man, you look like a movie star. Yeah. Maybe Kathy Bates. I don't know. I don't know.
I was with you one time years ago.
Uh-huh.
We were going through a toll booth.
Yes.
And the toll man took your money and he looked at you and he went, commercial girl.
Yes.
Because you were on commercials during that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I look like a celebrity. I looked exactly like I did.
You were you. The celebrity was you.
The celebrity was me. I was in a commercial and so forth. And so, yes, you're right. For a brief moment. Now, the commercial was totally me looking like horrible. But no, I'm joking. So, yes, it looked like me. So, I hope the show was better this week than last week. Was the show great?
You had to be there.
You had to be there. Go to Profit and Joy.
It was great.
It was great.